Have you ever found yourself surrounded by total darkness in an unfamiliar place? It's an experience that can be somewhere between disorienting and terrifying. In the darkness, we can't see where we're going, so each step is a guess. We can only hope that it's in the right direction. But even worse is the danger that the next step might bring some kind of hazard or danger, from a stubbed toe to a broken bone. The Bible consistently describes our spiritual condition apart from Jesus as one of blindness and total darkness. Apart from Christ, we can't see where we're going in life. And with each step, we're guessing, hoping that it will bring our life in the right direction, and that it won't result in some unseen danger that will trip us up. But Luke describes Jesus' coming as a sunrise that gives light to those who sit in darkness. Likewise, John describes Jesus as the light that shines in darkness, the true light that gives light to everyone. When we're lost in a dark and gloomy wood, our need for a light to guide our path is obvious, and it would be foolish, even dangerous, to refuse a light if we were offered one. Our spiritual blindness may not be as obvious, but it is just as real and even more dangerous. Let me encourage you to embrace the light that is offered to us in Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions about what we talked about, Jesus Christ, our church, or anything else, connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or by email. We'd love to hear from you.